Good morning, and welcome to the Desarrolladora Homex second quarter 2013 earnings conference call. The company will now conduct a Q&A session as the company continues to work on the evaluation of its financial alternatives and strategies in conjunction with its financial advisor, JPMorgan. Therefore, participants will be on a listen-only mode during the call. I will now turn the call over to Vania Folio, Investor Relations Officer.
As a reminder, certain statements made during the course of this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements made pursuant to the safe harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statements provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo de Nicolás, our Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Vania. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on today's call. The second quarter of the year continued to be very challenging for Homex, as reflected in our results. We continue to feel confident about Homex's future despite the turbulent times that we are facing. We trust in our experience as a home builder and in our product offerings, where we continue to be best positioned to produce vertical homes and better planned communities as promoted by housing authorities in Mexico. An important aspect that we also have to continue to be competitive in an attractive housing industry, where there is a real demand for new homes, is our construction technology, which allow us to build faster and with quality. At the same time, our existing projects will continue to be a key asset as we can leverage on past investments as these projects are reactivated. We also trust in the federal government and housing agencies' commitment towards housing as an economic engine for the country and social welfare for Mexico. During the quarter, we continued to work in different alternatives to improve our financial position and right-size our company, principally focused on the reactivation of our housing projects as we strive to reduce our liabilities while improving our financial position. Nonetheless, during the quarter, we faced a number of constraints that limited the company's ability to effectively use approved bridge loans and reactivate housing projects. Therefore, as reflected in our results, our second quarter 2013 operations were affected. Also, with respect to right-sizing our company, during the quarter, we made the decision to close two cities located in the northeast of Mexico, Juárez and Laredo. During the following months, we will continue to individually evaluate our projects' viability according to the new conditions and rules in the industry and at Homex. As of today, some of the constraints that during the second quarter of the year limited our ability to reactivate our housing projects have been positively resolved. We are confident that progressively through the following months, our housing projects will be reactivated, and we will continue to transform and adapt Homex to the new conditions that we are facing. I would also like to take a moment to thank commercial banks who have trust in our capacity to reactivate our projects and that have supported us through these challenging times. Their support has been and will continue to be instrumental for Homex, and we will continue to work in partnership with them. As we expected, during the latter part of the quarter, we effectively closed the transaction with Ideal to sell Homex's interest in the Penitentiary project. Carlos will give you more details about the closing of this important transaction for approximately 4.5 billion pesos. Also, I would like to take a moment to comment on the announcement made by SEDATU in regards to the applicable rules for the subsidy program for 2014. First, we welcome the additional resources approved for the 2013 exercise, not only because the approximately 1 billion pesos in additional resources that the industry would have, but for the government's acknowledgement of the need of additional funds to serve more Mexican families and at the same time bringing partial relief for the liquidity constraints that the industry is facing. With respect to the applicable rules for the scoring of lands and projects, the essence of the previous scoring was maintained, which leads to continuity and should not necessarily translate in additional operational changes to comply with the new rules. As we all know, changes in the rules, as it has happened in the past, have importantly affected the company's operations. In this respect, according to an initial assessment performed by HOMEX that is subject to the revision and validation of local, state, and federal housing authorities, approximately 67% of our land will be applicable for subsidies. The remaining 33% that today does not qualify is mainly related to future stages of our housing projects, which potentially to the evolution and growth of our projects and cities where the land is located will eventually qualify. As well, there are alternatives or solutions for this land to qualify in the short and mid-term. For example, creating a source of employment closer to the land plot in order for this land to qualify. Here, the important message is that with the land that today qualifies, we have sufficient potential units to be developed in the short and mid-term, which will have access to the subsidy program. Nonetheless, per this initial assessment, there was an accounting impact in our books for the land and housing projects which are not fully aligned with the SEDATU rule. In a moment, Carlos will give you more details about the impact of this initial assessment. Following with the discussion of the announcement made by SEDATU about housing and the subsidy rules, we also welcome the increase in the total amount of individual subsidies that could lead to a differentiation among product offerings and the overall quality of products. Also, the additional approved subsidy of 3 times the minimum wage applicable for people who earn less than 1.5 times the minimum wage could potentially increase the prospective demand for our actual product offerings, mainly on vertical homes. As we have previously mentioned, we have an increased interest in serving federal government employees. Today, we believe the company has the experience and valuable knowledge to successfully address this niche market. Supported by the increased government focus on providing housing solutions to government employees, particularly to security forces, such as the Army and police force. We want to highlight that HOMEX and the industry's future also depends on CONAVI's commitment and support to vertical housing, where at least 50% of the subsidy program resources should be dedicated to vertical homes, in line with SEDATU's focus on promoting the creation of better planned communities to higher density projects. As an update on our operations in Brazil, during the quarter, due to our cash restrictions and focus on reactivating projects in Mexico, we did not invest nor advance on our operations in that country. For now, we will continue to focus on Mexico, and we expect to reactivate Brazil as our operations in Mexico are reactivated for the second half of this year. Commenting on our infrastructure division, the 2013-2018 National Infrastructure Development Plan was recently announced, and we see opportunities for HOMEX to participate in private-public partnerships in the future. We continue to have the possibility and interest to participate in bidding processes to partnerships or by ourselves for infrastructure projects, including penitentiaries, where we now have a recognized experience. As soon as the National Infrastructure Development Plan is activated or started, and the federal government and specific government agencies start to develop their infrastructure projects, we will be able to provide you with more information about HOMEX future prospective projects in this division. Now, I will turn the call to Carlos to discuss our second quarter 2013 financial results.
Thank you, Gerardo, and thank you for joining the call. More than discussing our financial results line by line, I will concentrate my comments on the main results and adjustments that the company registered during the second quarter. As Gerardo just mentioned, during the quarter, we closed the transaction with Ideal to sell HOMEX's interest in the two federal penitentiaries for approximately 4.5 billion pesos, which were used to reduce liabilities and supply factoring facilities related to Ingursa, and to repay Arendal, HOMEX's partner at the Chiapas Penitentiary Project. It's important to mention that Ingursa will continue to be a strategic financial partner for HOMEX. We have been working with them on the approval of bridge loans and those housing projects that will be reactivated throughout the following months. As Gerardo mentioned, the new Sedato rules were announced on June 30th, and the company performed a first viability analysis on our land inventory and construction progress inventory. As per this analysis, we determined that a portion of our inventory will not qualify or be subject to the new rule and therefore will not be developed in the following years. At the same time, we evaluate the commercial viability of our projects, including the input costs related to the reactivation and maintenance, and determine that some of other projects will not be developed in the following years. Accordingly, during the quarter, we adjusted our inventory by 5.3 billion pesos, from which 773 million is related to raw land inventory and approximately 4.5 billion to construction progress inventory. As a result of this adjustment and the negative operating results for the quarter, our cost of goods sold were importantly affected, driving HOMEX's total COGS to 10.7 billion pesos, out of which approximately 828 million corresponded to capitalized interest. Consequently, the company registered a negative gross profit of 9.6 billion pesos. During the quarter, the company also took the decision to create a provision for uncollectible accounts receivable outstanding for more than 160 days from clients that lost their eligibility for subsidies or deteriorated their credit status, making collections on those receivables uncertain. The 2.1 billion provision was registered in the SG&A line, affecting HOMEX's quarterly operating income, which resulted in negative 12.1 billion pesos. As per the cancellation of currency hedges in relation to our US dollar denominated bonds due 2019 and 2020, during the quarter we booked in our comprehensive financing costs a loss of 1.2 billion pesos corresponding to the total mark-to-market allocated in the balance sheet at the moment of the cancellation. In relation to this, today our three pieces of US dollar-denominated bonds are not hedged, and fluctuations between the US dollar and Mexican peso are effectively booked in the company's cost of financing. Accordingly, during the quarter, we had a non-cash foreign exchange loss of 475 million pesos. As a result of the adjustments and effects reflected in COGS, SG&A, and integral financing costs, our quarterly net income was negative at 10.1 billion pesos. Turning now to the balance sheet. During the quarter, as per the viability analysis related to the Sedato rules previously mentioned, our inventory balance decreased to 31.1 billion pesos as of June 30, 2013, from 36.5 billion as of March 31, 2013. Our balance of accounts receivable as of June 30, 2013 was 5 billion pesos, from which 2.9 billion are related to housing receivables, which decreased from 4.6 billion as of March 31, 2013, as a result of the accounts receivable provision that was created during the quarter. As of June 30, 2013, we had an accounts receivable balance of 2.1 billion related to receivables from construction services for the federal and state governments. Accounts payable as of June 30, 2013 were 6.4 billion pesos, from which 832 million are related to land suppliers. As a result of the discussed adjustment and operational results, OMEX shareholders' equity as of June 30, 2013 decreased to 5.3 billion pesos. Moving to our debt position, quarter over quarter, total debt position decreased by 869 million pesos to 20.6 billion as of June 30, 2013. Here I would like to comment that we have continued to work internally on assessing our financial strategies in conjunction with our financial advisor, JP Morgan, to determine our financial plan. Once completed, we will timely communicate it to the market. Now moving to the free cash flow discussion. The company's statement of changes in financial position, which we have historically presented as free cash flow, shows on a six-month accumulated basis as of June 30, 2013, on a consolidated basis, a negative free cash flow of 3.3 billion pesos, which was mainly driven by the six-month accumulated negative free cash flow of 7.5 billion pesos without considering the penitentiary as of June 30, 2013. Mainly driven by the company's accumulated negative net income during the six-month period. As a result, the company ended with a cash position of 147 million as of June 30, 2013. I will now turn the call to Gerardo for closing remarks.
Thank you, Carlos. We anticipate that the remaining of the year will continue to be challenging for Home, but we have made important advances to solve our liquidity and legal constraints as well as in our financial plan to reactivate our housing project. As I mentioned, the industry in Mexico continues to be very attractive, and there is a great opportunity for us as there continues to be a lack of new home offerings, and we continue to have the experience, right product offerings, and construction technology, as well as a committed and knowledgeable team. During the following months, we will continue to right-size our business as necessary to gain competitiveness, and we will continue to work very closely with our financial partners, including banks and suppliers, as their support continues to be key as we walk through this recovery path to reactivate our operations with the objective of becoming an active company dedicated to improve its financial position. We appreciate your patience, support, and interest during this challenging time, and be confident that we will continue working to have a positive turnaround in our operations.
Thank you for joining the call, and as usual, you can find a replay of the conference call in our webpage in about 1 hour. Thank you.